The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Yutes Amud Aleph discusses the issue of taking a boat ride before Shabbos. So the Gemara says, if one takes a boat ride within 3 days of Shabbos, that is prohibited. There's a debate in the Mefarshim whether 3 days include Shabbos or not. Would it be Wednesday or Thursday? But whatever the halacha is, the Gemara says it's asar midrab, and the Pashas it's an isur drabanan. However, the Gemara explains this is only for a recreational trip, a davar rishus, an optional, but a dvar mitzvah. You can even go on Erev Shabbos. What's a dvar mitzvah? Parnasa. So, for dvar mitzvah, you could embark on a journey even on Erev Shabbos. However, for a davar rishus, no. Why? What's the pshat? Why 3 days before you can't go? Also, the Rif writes in Shabbos Zayin Amud Beis because usually it takes 3 days to adjust to your travel. People get seasick, like anything, takes you a while to get ready. So therefore, you don't want to ruin your own egg Shabbos, and therefore we encourage you not to go within 3 days. I should some point out. And the Baal HaMor gives a totally different explanation. Also, Zayin Amud Aleph. No. He says 3 days before Shabbos is like considered you're doing it like Karov LeShabbos. And therefore, I guess then it was not uncommon that you're going to have to, things happen on the ship and you'd have to be Machal LeShabbos. Obviously, if it's Pikuach Nefesh, you're allowed to do it, but the Baal HaMor says you're putting yourself in a situation, you're intentionally putting yourself in a situation that you're going to have to violate Shabbos as Pikuach Nefesh. So, the Shulchan Aruch in two different places, brings down, seems to accept both of the reasons. So, the issue is, there's a famous case with the Ramban Baal HaMor where someone, they're getting ready for a bris on Shabbos, and the kids were running around. Back in the day, the Mishnah says they had to use hot water. So it's pikuach nefesh, the kid needs it before and after. So the case was, the kids were running around. So let's say they did the bris and then the kids were running around, they kicked over the bucket of water, so it's pikuach nefesh. So everyone agrees you gotta go heat up the hot water. What happens if they knocked over the bucket of water before you did the milah? Should I do the milah knowing that right after I have to go heat up hot water, which generally is also on Shabbos? Or they say, no. I do the mitzvah of milah. So the Ramban sheet is that go ahead and do the milah and wherever the chips may fall. In other words, I have a mitzvah, Yom HaShemini Yimo B'Sar Elas HaFil B'Shabbos. I got to do my mitzvah. So if afterwards I have to deal with the situation where I have to deal with Chol Shabbos, so let it be. Like we see, like a Dvar Mitzvah by the ship. You could go on Friday. So even though you know it might be a chance of Pikuach Nefesh. So therefore, so too here. The Baal HaMor disagrees and says, better not to put yourself in a situation of pikuach nefesh. You should postpone the milah if they knock over the water. Better not to do the milah at all and wait to day 8. The Shulchan Aruch seems to go with the Baal HaMor on that issue. So in fact, this shaila comes up. Today we don't have hot water, so I don't have to worry. We have other things we do for health. But the shaila comes up regarding milah shelo bezmana. In other words, we know Yom HaShemini Yimo B'Sar Elas, no matter what day of the week, it could be Yom Kippur, it could be Shabbos, you have to do a bris, even if it's Yom Kippur and Shabbos. That's only if it's day 8. But if it's Amir Shalom B'Zmana, so then we can't do it on Shabbos or on Yenter. So the question is, what about Amir Shalom B'Zmana? If the first day the child is healthy, is Thursday, can we go ahead and do the bris? Or, for that matter, let's say a Ger Shenis Gayer. Someone who wants to convert to Judaism, can we do the Brit Mila on Thursday. So the Tashbetz, the opinion is no. That we know from Avram Avinu and other places by in Vayishlach LeAnshei Shechem that the third day after the bris is the one where the child's in the most pain. And therefore, the concern is that's when he might need the medical attention, and therefore it's going to lead to Chilul Shabbos, so therefore better not to do it on Thursday. And the Taz points out, this even if the bris is on Friday, it's not this limited, it's every day through, that's a machokas where it's dafka yom shlishi or not. And therefore, others disagree. That is, Natashbeis himself says you can do the bris on Friday. So he says, you know, dafka on the Thursday. So therefore, he says both a gersh and a skayer and a milo shelo bizmana can't be done on Thursday. Presumably, it could be done on Friday. And the Shach disagrees with the Tashbeis' opinion. He says, since milo is a mitzvah, even if it's a milo shelo bizmana, we're not worried about if we have to machal Shabbos to save the child, just like we're not worried about on a dvar mitzvah by the boat. And that's how the Chacham Svi, the Mishnah Brura, they passing like the Shach, that they permit them to do a mitzvah even on Thursday. Rav Yaakov Emden makes an interesting distinction between a milo shelo bizmana and a ger. He says a milo shelo bizmana that you do because the mitzvah is already there. But by a ger and a skaya, potential ger, you're not pushing off any mitzvah. You might as well wait to a later day. And that's a major shiloh among contemporary poskim about elective surgery on a Thursday. Could you do one? So the quote from Moshe Feinstein, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, others, based on the Baal HaMor, that many times it's going to lead to Chilul Shabbos, so best to avoid it. And in the Shmir Shabbos Kehuchasa, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman, it's best to do it earlier in the week. But obviously, if you have, you always go with the best doctor. So all things being equal, but if not, you could do it. And Rabbi Eliezer Waldenberg, he says that you could do even elective surgery on Thursday because the concern is it might be elective, but it could be lead to it's not really elective. Elective, this means it's not like an emergency, you can't do it now, but it's something depending obviously on what the elective surgery is. And therefore he wants to say that perhaps it's, you know, because the Tzitz Eliezer holds any elective surgery, you can't, elective surgery for frivolous purposes is usher. So therefore, you know, by definition, if we're saying you're allowed to do it, there must be enough that it's considered a Dvar Mitzvah, and therefore, it's like a Dvar Mitzvah, and even if not, today it's impossible to control the days, and especially live in Canada, so you better take the day, because if you push it off, you might have to wait a couple of months. So therefore, we generally assume one should not put themselves in a situation where they have to machal Shabbos, even for pikuach nefesh. However, clearly, if it happens, you clearly do it. And for a dvar mitzvah, one says one is even permitted, and then you get into the machlokas here by milo shelo bizmana, gersh and iskayer, as well as of elective surgery. Those are part of the discussions among the contemporary poskim.